You don't have to be a big football fan to know the significance of this weekend's game coming up between the University of Michigan and Michigan State. This is Lisa Berry, and on Saturday night, the two teams will meet under the lights at the Big House in an in-state competition that dates back to 1898. But it's not always just about the players or the score. The University of Michigan marching band is also a big part of the Michigan tradition and as old as the football rivalry. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU, not going back quite that far to the 1800s, is marching band photographer Dick Gaskill. Welcome.
Thank you.
You've only missed one game in the last 62, is that correct?
Yes, and the only reason for that was I wasn't sick, but not giving any names, but my number one son decided he was going to get married on a football Saturday, so ruined my perfect record, but that's okay. I thought about it quite a while, but then I decided maybe I should go to the wedding.
Yeah, probably a good choice. How did you become the marching band photographer?
Well, my brother was in the band as a clarinet player, and he was in the symphony band in 1961 when they went to Russia. It was an exchange program. He noticed that they had no photographer at the time for the marching band, so he asked the director, Dr. William D. Ravelli, if he'd like to have me try and take a few pictures. So band director was receptive to that, and so I got a press pass in 1960, and I went up on the photo deck, and I'd been in the stadium only once before with my dad. Went to Dartmouth, and Michigan played Dartmouth in 1950, and Michigan won, I think, 26-0, and they've never played them again. They didn't want to come back, I guess. Up there in the photo deck and saw the band come out doing 230 steps a minute and snapped into the M and played the best fight song in the world, the Victors, and up and down the field. And I said, holy cow, this is cool. I got to do this. And so I just kept at it. And 62 years later, I've only missed one game.
Wow. Share some of your memories of photographing different games.
Well, one of the things, back before I became the band photographer, I was shooting for the Michigan Daily and all kinds of things across campus, and part of it was the athletics that went on up there. So I used to go to all the football games on the field, and I was shooting the team back then, and now I just do the marching band. But I got the best picture I ever took, I think, was of the Michigan-Ohio State game in 1956. And Howard Hopalong Cassidy from Ohio State and Ron Kramer, both All-Americans, were coming hell-bent for election right towards me on the sidelines. And the ball, they missed the pass. It went sailing by my ear, for one thing. And then these two big guys came right into me and knocked me hell-bent for election. And my camera went in two different directions, and that was my one and only time that I have ever been in a U of M football game.
You were in it. You sort of got tackled, it sounds like.
Yes, but I got a great picture. It was worth it.
As you were going down or getting back up or before they hit you?
Oh, just before they hit me. You can tell they're pretty close, and they're coming right at me, and the next thing I know, I'm in another county.
That's great.
Those guys are huge. I decided I better stick to photography. I'm not going to go out for football, that's for sure.
So do you usually take pictures of the U of M football games from the field or up in the press box? Have you had any unusual other places you've taken pictures from?
Well, back in the early days, in the 50s, I was on the field and did some of the band. And then when George Cavender was the director, I did some on the field, and because I was the only one doing it, then I would go up into the press box for the formations and things like that. But recently, I've been just up in the press box. I've been in all three press boxes that they've ever had at the Big House. The original one, which is a little square box, and then the next one was about from the 30 to the 30 on the home side, and then just recently, a few years back, they just built a $226 million complex with suites and part of it is the press box for the press and the photographers. And we used to have one elevator in the entire press box area, and it worked just some of the time. Now, with this new press box, we have 19 elevators. I'm 81 years old at the moment, so it really helps.
Didn't you take a picture once from a helicopter?
Oh, yeah, that was one thing. In a bowl game out in San Diego at the Holiday Bowl, the band director warned me we were going to do this before we went out there, and they had to get special permission from the Admiral of the Fleet to fly even over or anywhere near an aircraft carrier. So they put me in a helicopter, and we flew over the USS Kitty Hawk, and Michigan was playing Colorado State. And we had an M formation on the deck of the Kitty Hawk, and I photographed that. And the helicopter pilot said, we're going to go around three times at three different levels, and you better be ready, because if you don't get it, we're not going around anymore. That's it.
Did you get it?
Yeah. I was a little upset because the newspapers wanted these pictures too, so I had to take a 35 millimeter along with my larger camera. I kept all the bigger negatives, and I gave them the film from the 35 so that they could put it in the newspaper. And the next day in the hotel where the band was staying, there was like 100 copies of the newspaper with my pictures all over the cover and inside. And within 15 minutes, they were sold out. I think I bought 10 of them.
What kind of camera did you use 60 years ago, and what kind do you use now?
Well, I have 42 cameras, believe it or not. I use about 12 of them, I guess, but some of them are in a showcase for display. Back in the days of film, you remember that? And it's all digital now, so used to be you had to worry about how much film you were burning up and the expense of developing it and a much longer time to do it. I mean, back then we'd go to a game at Ohio State maybe, and if we came back with 12 4x5 sheet film, that was a good day. Now I take 12 pictures in 10 seconds with the digital camera, so it's really changed. And there's no expense for film, just a card that goes in the camera. And if you don't like the first 10 that you took, you can erase them and keep the good ones.
So you'll be at the big game this Saturday?
Oh, yeah. I hope so. If nothing happens, I'll be there. And this is a 7:30 at night game. Hasn't been a whole lot of night games, but they've got a new set of lights on the stadium that are really bright. And so we're looking forward. I think this is the first Michigan State game that's ever been at night.
Right. And Dick Gaskill, photographer for now the University of Michigan Marching Band, will be there. Thank you so much for sharing your stories with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.